listening to Coffee with Kathy. Hi, I'm Kathy Kuzel, your connection to all things small biz, and welcome to this episode of Coffee with Kathy, your small biz resource to help you stand up and stand out in your business. Today, we're going to talk about how you can make more sales without even talking. Yes, zip that lip. So what I want you to do is take a long, conscientious look at yourself in the mirror. Like, go do it. You're probably listening on an iPad. So go find a reflective surface and be honest with yourself. What do you see? Is your hair neat? Is it styled? Does your outfit reflect your business? Are you dressing the way a successful business person should? So is your overall look tasteful? See, the fact is, most clients want to identify with the people they do business with. Yes, you and me. They project their expectations of success onto you. Yeah, they do. Because they want to be up to date. So they want you to be up to date. And they expect you to know the latest and greatest about your product, your service. And that includes how you look. Many times, clients will take your advice seriously only if you look the part. And it's amazing what a great personal image can do to increase your service and product sales. I mean, it really does. Studies have shown whether we like it or not, the person who is dressed, who is clean, is neat, is well put together, is going to be considered the more successful, say, out of the person standing next to them who's in jeans and flip-flops and, you know, might be a nice shirt. If we're talking guys here, like no tie, no jacket, messy hair. Again, it also depends on what business you're in. But for the most part, a well-dressed person is equated with a successful person. So here's the thing. Murphy's Law states that when you least expect it, right? Make a conscious effort on caring how you look. Like really, it's the one time you didn't de-lint your black jacket or you just stepped out of your home office without taking a glance in the mirror, that's going to be the time you run into that important client that you've been trying to get a contract with or you've been on the phone trying to meet or trying to get through the gatekeeper and they're right in front of you and you're going, oh crap. So picture yourself as the packaging of your business, you know, the products and services that you sell. You are really what you're selling. Anyone can offer the same things you do, you know, but ultimately it's you that makes the difference. And when you look good, your stuff, your business, your products, your widgets look better. So think about it. If you had to choose between two women on site alone, both of whom are equally qualified as, let's say, office managers, and one had on a tasteful matched outfit, hairstyle, simple yet neat, stylish shoes, and the other had on blue jeans, scuff flats, and her hair resembled a bird's nest, who would you pick? Come on, be honest. So do you dress for success? Studies have shown that your success as a business person will be judged by your outward appearance and image. Fair? Not really, but it's fact. Well, that wraps up this episode of Coffee with Kathy. Thanks for joining me. If you like what you've heard, like our page on Facebook, share it on LinkedIn, Twitter, or your favorite social media outlet. And if you haven't already, come on over to KathyKuzel.com and sign up for your shot of daily espressos. I'm Kathy Kuzel, your connection to all things small biz. And until next time, stay connected.